Thanks very much, Jameer. Welcome in the red zone. Scott Fujita, the Browns linebacker. Tell me about the Bengals now. These have been tough, heartbreaking losses. The opening day from last year, which it looked like you had them corralled in that game. The big play by A.J. Green down in Cincinnati last year. The punt return in the game to here this year. Tell me about the kid, Andy Dalton, second year at quarterback, and what you have to do against him.
Yeah, I've been impressed with him since he first came in and started playing last year. He's very poised. He manages the game extremely well, moves around pretty well, and he seems to understand and read defenses really well, too. And that's impressive for him to be that sharp. In the game last time he played earlier in the season, he was very good at recognizing immediately which side the safety was rolling down to, where the pressure was coming from, knowing which way to check to get away from it. It was impressive.
All right, so a different kind of running game for them this year. Cedric Benson has been there back for a number of years. Ben Jarvis, Green Ellis comes over, and he just kind of gives them, you know, like a respectful running game.
Right.
I mean, they show run, they give it to him. He's a north-south guy, it seems.
Right.
Doesn't fumble at all,
right.
It seems to.
Yeah, you kind of covered it. Yeah, he's a different type of runner than Cedric Benson was. He's between the tackles. Don't know if I've ever seen him one time bounce a run and end up outside the numbers. He sticks between the tackles. And like you said, I think he had something like 500 straight carries at one point without ever fumbling.
Right.
I think he's had a few in the last couple weeks. But still, he's a guy with a lot of ball security. And he's a tough tackle, too. He's going to get you 3 or 4 yards. And if you're not very sound and have great gap integrity, he might bust one on you. So you got to be careful with this guy.
Not only does everybody want to see a win coming up on Sunday, but now you get it. If you could get this one, you also get it. It's a 2-for-1, everybody. You get one in the division, which has been a heck of a scrap here. Tell me about playing in this division. I mean, these teams like Baltimore, Pittsburgh, and certainly Cincinnati, they realize there's such a small little window for an error in their overall season to make the playoffs at the end of the year that they can't come in and lose to the Cleveland Browns right now.
Yeah, well, I feel like you're almost stealing all the words right out of my mouth before I say it. Because, I was going to say that the margin for error in this division is so small. Look around this division. You got some explosive offenses and very, very good, sound defenses who make a lot of big plays. So it's tough. It's a tough ladder to climb. You know, for a young Cleveland Browns team to try to climb that ladder, you've got to be efficient. You've got to be competitive. You got to come ready to play every week. So, again, to win in this division, it's big. Anytime you win in a division, that's a huge game to win. It is not easy because these teams you play against every week are so tough.
You know, you played in that famous Monday night game down in New Orleans when you blew out the Atlanta Falcons, right? In that game when the Saints came back to the Superdome. And what that win did, and it seemed to, like a jet engine, take you off. Do you think we're at the point with the Browns that one big win with all of these young kids mixed in with the veterans who have been patient with them and helped them along might be that engine that takes off?
I think it certainly could. You know, I think excitement is contagious. And you experience something like that. And you know you put all this work in and there's been a lot of heartache and hardship and, you know, a bunch of guys coming together. And all of a sudden to finally experience that one moment of, oh my gosh, we did it. We did it together. All that work paid off. That's the kind of thing that can catapult you to the next level. So that's what guys got to keep grinding. It'll come.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month around the NFL. You'll be wearing pink and you wore it last weekend. You'll have armbands on your Browns uniform. Various players will do it in some fashion, cleats, wristbands, whatever. But it also hit home in your family, breast cancer.
Yes, it does. My mother's a 2-time breast cancer survivor. She's about 17 years cancer-free now. So proud of her, proud of the way she battled back when I was in high school. She was so brave. And for me, you know, the take home, the message that I've been trying to relay, kind of using this platform as a football player, just to the women all around the country and all around the world, really, is to get screened regularly. I mean, the best way to beat this disease is early detection. And that's why my mom was able to beat it, you know, both times, early detection. It's in telling all the fellas, too, encourage a woman in your life to go out, get screened, get regular mammograms, go see your physicians, learn how to self-inspect. Those are things that are so important to beating this disease.
Well, I'm glad I didn't steal those words from you because I don't think anybody could have said it any better. And, you know, I've always admired the way you played, and I've loved the way you've played with the Cleveland Browns in a rebuilding situation. But I also love the fact that you believe in something and you say it. And I know that this whole situation with the Saints situation has been hard to go through, but you've never balked off of what you believe in, whether it's this situation or anything else. Where did that come in your life?
No, I appreciate that. I mean, I always say that principles only mean something if you stick by them when it's inconvenient. And it's been tough. I've had some ups and downs, you know, in the last 7 months particularly, but I've had a great career. You know, 11 long years in this league, made a lot of great friendships, great relationships. I've loved my coaches. I've loved every minute of playing this game. So, yeah, there are some moments that are down, but looking big picture and having some sense of perspective, it's a pretty good life.